What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for being here as always, and I hope you are having the most magical, unbelievable, extraordinary day as air flows through your lungs and you live another day of this thing called life. I'm so excited to dive into this week's episode with you, and it's called The Formula to Happiness, and it is such a simple thing we're going to talk about today, but I think it's going to open up so much insight into your life and how to create more happiness. And before we dive into some of the guts for today, I want to share with you the review that we're going to read out loud. If you've tuned into our last few solo episodes of 2023, we're doing something called the 200 by 30. And what it is we're shooting to get 200 ratings and reviews on the show by my 30th birthday, which is February 12th, coming up here in just a little bit. And we are currently at 143. So we're getting close. And today's review that we're reading out loud is from our listener, Drea Rod. And she said on her review, she said, "So grateful to have come across this podcast." She said, "My friend Xavier sent me to you because he knows I'm working on myself and finding my true happiness. And this podcast has helped me move deeper into this process. I enjoy listening on my free time and puts me in a positive / happy mood." Drea Rod, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen to the show. And I appreciate you tuning in. And I know this episode is definitely going to help you continue to find more happiness in your life. So if you want to get your chance to have your review read out loud, go ahead and leave us a review. You can go onto iTunes and leave one there, and maybe you'll get picked for next week. So thank you so much. We are now officially going to dive into the formula to happiness. So if you're listening right now, the formula, and I would encourage you to write this down in your notes section of your phone, write it down on a piece of paper, but the formula to happiness is LC equals BP. And before I tell you what that means, what I want you to ask yourself right now is, what is one area of your life that you are truly and genuinely happy in? And just take a few moments to take inventory and ask yourself, are you happy in your relationship? Are you happy with your health? Are you really happy in your life with your career? And just find one area of your life that you're happy with and ask yourself really simply, why are you happy with that area of your life? And if you want to really take this to the next level, I'd encourage you pause the audio and think about that for 30 seconds, a minute. Write it down in your notes section if you'd like. But ask yourself, what's an area of your life that you're happy in? And why are you happy in it? And then the next thing I want you to begin to ask yourself is, what is an area of your life that you are not happy in? And then answer the question again of, why are you not happy in that area of your life? I would again encourage you, pause the audio, go think about it for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, write a few notes on it if you can. But what you'll discover after you do that writing exercise, or if you just did it in like 3 seconds, regardless of if you took time to do this or not, what you will ultimately understand is that the reason you're happy in the area you are and the reason you're unhappy in the area that you're unhappy in is because of LC equals BP. And what LC equals BP means is that your life condition equals your blueprint. So what we mean by that is your life condition of how things are in your health, your relationship, your finances, your career, whatever it is. If your life condition equals your blueprint of how you believe it should be, right? Sometimes people say, they go, you know, by 30 years old, I should be married. I should have a kid. And if they're married and you have a kid by the time you're 30, you're static because your life condition equals your blueprint. But if you start turning 31, 32, 33, and you're not married and you don't have a kid, sometimes people, they get sad, they get depressed, they, you know, all of a sudden aren't as happy because their life condition does not equal their blueprint. So understanding that all you need to do is make your life condition equal your blueprint, and that's how you get happy. The next thing we want to look at is the formula for unhappiness, right? The formula for sadness. And the formula for unhappiness or sadness is that your life condition does not equal your blueprint, right? So your life condition of, let's say, your physical health is that you are overweight, we could say. But your blueprint is that you're supposed to be in shape. That's the way you want your life to be. And if those are not matching, all of a sudden you have unhappiness, right? If you believe you should be in a relationship at this stage of your life and you're not, boom, you have the formula for unhappiness. And then the third piece here when it comes to this formula is a bit deeper, and it's the formula for depression. And what that is when your life condition does not equal your blueprint and you believe that you cannot change it. You believe that you can't change it. So if, for example, you say, man, my life condition in my finances is that I'm really, really struggling. And your blueprint is that you don't want to be struggling, but you believe that there's nothing you can do to change it. That's just the way that it was. The way you were born and the life you were given is that you were never going to be financially successful and there's nothing that you can do about it. If that's where you are, you get unhappiness. Or if your health isn't where you want it to be, your LC doesn't equal your BP, and you believe, well, there's no way that I can actually get to the health that I want, right? LC does not equal BP, and you believe that there is nothing you can do to change it. That's how people get depressed. So what we want to look at is, now that we know the formula for happiness, unhappiness, and depression, we want to start to ask ourselves, what can we do to begin to change this so that we can start to move towards happiness? So what I want you to do really quick is, before we even give you the two things you can do immediately to start moving closer to happiness, I want you to take a short inventory on a few different areas of your life, and I'll give you 8 different areas specifically that you can look into. And all you want to answer is, are you happy in that area of your life? Are you unhappy, or are you depressed in that area of your life? Right? All you're going to do is mark each one of those. And so the 8 different areas of your life you want to look at is, number one is your health and your energy. So ask yourself, with your health and your energy, are you happy, unhappy, or depressed about that area of your life? The second area is your significant other, your relationship, your intimate relationship. Are you happy, unhappy, or are you depressed? Right? The next area would be your career. The fourth area would be your finances. Right? Happy, unhappy, depressed. The 5th area would be family and friends. Happy, unhappy, depressed. 6th area is fun, right? Fun and adventure in your life. The 7th is spirituality. And the 8th is emotions. Like, where do you live emotionally most often? And in that, are you happy, unhappy, or depressed? So all you want to do is look at these different 8 areas of your life. And once you have inventory of if you're happy, unhappy, or depressed in that area of your life, all we need to start to do is apply this formula to those areas of your life, and then we apply the two ways to move towards happiness. And so I'll walk you through an example in just a moment, but the two solutions on how you can move towards happiness are, number one, you can change your life condition, or number two, you can change your blueprint, right? So a simple example would be, let's say that you have some sort of health diagnosis that at the moment you cannot get rid of, right? I myself, I've mentioned on the show many times, was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago. That was nowhere in my blueprint of where I wanted my health to go. But what I had to do in order to stay happy through the journey of recovering from cancer is I had to change my blueprint to, I'm not having cancer. So now my blueprint was, I am someone who beat cancer. And I said that even before the cancer was gone, but I had to change my blueprint. So you can change a life condition, you can change the blueprint. So if we go to, let's say, your health, and you're not happy in your health, you want to ask yourself, do you need to change your life condition? Do you need to step it up in life and go to the gym, start eating healthy, putting the right things in your body, exercising, getting proper sleep, doing all the things to be healthy in the way that you want? Or do you need to change your blueprint and say, you know what? I don't need 8-pack abs to really be happy. I can just be fit and toned. And then that creates more happiness. But either one of those, you have to change if you want to create more happiness in those areas of your life. So My challenge to you as we begin to wrap up this episode today is, what is one area of your life that you are unhappy with, or maybe even depressed? And what are you going to change in that area of your life? Are you going to change your life condition? Are you going to actually do something about it, right? If you're unhappy in your finances, are you going to step up and say, you know what? I'm not happy at this job, so I'm going to leave and I'm going to find a job that actually pays me what I know I deserve. And maybe you change your life condition. Or is there somewhere in your life where you go, you know what? Maybe I need to change my blueprint of how I think things are supposed to be. Right? One of my mentors, he always said, if you trade expectation for appreciation, everything in your life will begin to change. So ask yourself as we wrap up, what is one area of your life where you're unhappy, depressed, and are you going to change your blueprint, or are you going to change your life condition and go start executing on that immediately? All right. So that is the formula to happiness. LC equals BP. Look at your life, look at where you're unhappy, and start to shift all those things, the life condition or the blueprint, to start creating more happiness in your life. I want to say thank you so much for joining me on this episode, my friend. I hope you have a beautiful, outstanding, unbelievable continued rest of your day. And if you want to continue to hang out on the podcast, don't feel like you need to go anywhere. I have another episode coming up right after this, and you're more than welcome to hang around and join us there. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.